Colleen McGinn is the aquatics director at the PC Mark. She says hearing of a drowning death raises emotions and puts lifeguards and parents on guard.
It's good for all of us to kind of have a refresher and, you know, take a step back and be like, wait a second, you know, this, we need to be safe. We want to keep our kids as safe as possible. What better place than at a pool and keep them safe?
She suggests that all parents understand their own role in keeping their children who are not strong swimmers safe around the pool.
We are all honorary lifeguards. I think it's important for us all to work together in keeping our children safe by staying alert and always knowing where your children are. A lot of people think that the pool is, you know, this lackadaisical, relaxed area, but that the pool, you know, at times can be dangerous and unsafe for them, and parents need to understand that.
McGinn says the more pairs of eyes on the pool, the better. She encourages parents to not make the mistake of thinking that lifeguards are babysitters. She says the job of a lifeguard as well as a parent is to prevent accidents and to let children know the rules and where they can and can't swim or jump in.
By knowing the pool rules and knowing where it's safe for them to swim, it's a better experience for them. We're all about preventable accidents with lifeguarding, you know, trying. A lot of times you can see something. I mean, if you are doing your job and scanning the pool at all times and checking those blind spots, you can prevent these things from happening.
One mistake that families make, she says, is to rely on floaties. She says with about 8 swim lessons, kids usually get to a level of proficiency. Some signs of a strong swimmer are those who can tread water, swim an entire length of the pool without stopping, and can float on their backs. Also, McGinn says they teach kids how to turtle or survival float.
If you bring your knees up to your chest and you hug them, no matter how deep in water you get, you will always float back up to the top, and then you just float over.
It's never too late to start, she says. There are private lessons that can teach skills to any age, even to adults who never got the right start with swimming.
And, you know, they can work on the one-on-one and really get down to the nitty-gritty of these strokes and understanding how to float and why it's so important to have this skill set in life. And so, I mean, we've had adults come through here who they don't feel like they're strong swimmers, you know? They never got that. Not everyone has that opportunity, but it's never too late to start.
That's Colleen McGinn, aquatics supervisor at the PC Mark. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.